Two Nguyen and Alan Gross stopped at the county courthouse in San Antonio Monday to pick up their marriage license. I caught up with them right after, and given the current pandemic, stood as far away as my microphone would allow. They did get the license, but the moment wasn't a festive one.
I admittedly almost cried when we got our marriage license because I don't know whether or not it's going to happen.
Tu's mother lives in Houston, where they're to marry in 2 weeks in a Catholic ceremony. At each mass, her mother's monitoring how the church will handle the situation.
I talked to my mom last night, and she texted me this morning.
Most of their family would need to fly in, and many are elderly. And Alan says they've already had 20 cancellations.
To be safe, we know we have a lot of people traveling that would have to get on a plane, and our elderly relatives too, so it's really about safety.
They had been planning for a year, but in the end, the decision was made for them. A few hours after the interview, the county barred gatherings larger than 10 people.
How are y'all?
I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Jessica Elizarez and TJ Skrotsky video conference with their wedding planner, Jordan Maney, about next steps after they postponed their wedding.
Do you still want to keep that within 2020?
I mean, it's hard because we don't know how long this is going to last.
Exactly.
So yeah. We can say May, and if by April it doesn't look any better, we're still in the same shit boat.
The couple may still lose deposits because of the reschedule, but Maney says vendors are being flexible. There's insurance, venue, florists, caterers, and many other details to iron out.
It feels like somebody pulled a rug. When we got the CDC, like, the tweet that said the CDC was limiting, it was just like, we can't do this.
And to keep it in 2020, they may need to book on an off day like Thursday or Friday. They aren't crazy about this, but in the end, they just want to be married.
Bye.
That is a lot.
Yeah. I'm glad we have a planner, though.
Can you imagine trying to call all the vendors by yourself?
Oh, my God, yeah.
In tears? No.
Cellist Christina Trangone is warming up for practice. She's one of many who depend in part on weddings for her livelihood. She books musicians and performs at around 200 weddings a year. If this persists, it'll hurt.
Well, that can definitely be several hundreds of dollars lost. It's definitely troublesome because, you know, that's money that we use for paying bills, of course.
Americans spent $54 billion on more than 2 million weddings last year. But for many couples, it's about way more than just the money. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.